Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, Marty. So I saw Walmart's opening a bunch of testing centers. I wouldn't get a test unless they could guarantee I could get it back in no longer than 48 hours. Guarantee. I just wouldn't. I would prefer, CVS has a bunch of testing. One of the facilities in Wexford, I'm told they can get it back in a day. Others have waited as long as 12 days. My wife went to a CVS. Her parents were coming in. And she was worried. Her mom and dad are vulnerable. She wanted to make sure she wasn't exposed, my wife. So Christine goes to a CVS pretty close to our house. 13 days. 14. No test for 14 days. My Uncle Matt, I love to death. His daughter is in New York. She had to have a COVID test. 16 days. I saw Jay Costa was getting a lot of grief because he got a test and only took 2 days. So what? Good for him. And finally, if you go to UPMC to get a procedure, they test you. They know within 2 hours. What in the hell is going on? It makes all of the tests that take more than 2 days a waste of money and time. In my world, I wanted to talk to Rich Fitzgerald. He has to feel the same frustrations. Good morning, Fitz. How are you, sir?
You're absolutely right on. My own daughter was going on a trip, and she got a test. It took her 21 days. The trip had already passed by the time she didn't go on the trip anyway. But yeah, that it was one of the drug chains. I won't name them. But, you know, it's, yeah, when you go to one of the hospitals, they can turn it around, you know, within a day or two. And these drugstore chains, some of them are really a long time. And you're right, the data, if it's 2 weeks late...
What is it? Who cares then, right?
It's, yeah, well, how many people has that person come in contact with? They sit there, sit at home in quarantine and wait. That's really been one of the problems as a national strategy that should have been done from day one. You should have called Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, Merck, every big company, brought them in and said, okay, what do you guys need? We need to do this. We need to ramp up testing around the country, particularly now if we're going to go to schools. You know, when the schools open up and you think there's an outbreak, what are you going to wait for 2 or 3 weeks until you find out to open the school or not open the school? Makes no sense.
Well, Fitz, if I can go to UPMC and any patient that comes in there for a procedure and they can turn around a test in 2 hours, that test is available. What you're saying is spot on. Somehow, some way, we got to make getting a test as significant as getting a vaccine and getting a result as significant. Yes, sir?
That's exactly right. And really, you should be able to, you know, I would think you'd be able to, at this point, go into a drugstore and get a test the way you get a pregnancy test or, you know, other tests that you do, that you can go home, you can take it, and you find out.
I think it's been, I think it was a story in the Washington Post yesterday where six states or eight states, led by the governor of Maryland, as a consortium, doing exactly what I just mentioned. They're going to use the power of their volume of the amount of folks together and try to put some sort of a strategy together regionally. And I certainly would encourage us as Pennsylvanians to be part of that.
Have you been tested at all?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
No.
If you needed a test today, where would you go? Would you call the health department? What would you physically do? Do you know?
I would probably talk to Dr. Bogan and take her advice, and if she sent me wherever to go, I'd get it tested. A couple times for different places, we did some temperature checks, but I have not had the test that other people have had.
And regarding your dad, I heard Mangino say this yesterday, and he wasn't picking on anyone. He's right about the data. If the data's 15 days old, then the day it's released, it's irrelevant, right?
If it is, and the data that we do every day, and today again, the data's looking fairly good with 70 cases. a little over 5%. We're hovering around that 5-7% range, so it's come down.
For positive tests among those
for
tests.
For positive tests, a positivity percentage. Hospitalizations, again, a little high, 9, and unfortunately 5 fatalities. And that's the issue, you know, that you're seeing. You're still seeing, you know, as the tests come down, the positive tests come down, some of the July numbers lag, and that's what they see. So there's a mix in there. Some of those are older tests. Some of them are some of those UPMC and AHN where they do them in 24 hours or less. Those numbers are in there, too.
Hey, so I know this because we discussed this in the past. Kathy, your wife, who's wonderful, you're very big on vaccines for the kids. Were you not, sir?
Yes, very much so.
And same here.
We got them all. We got them all when they were
time.
To the pediatrician, absolutely. Yes.
And it's the law, actually, in Pennsylvania for measles and whooping cough and mumps. And, mm-hmm. and there's a reason, because there have been deaths. There was a breakout in 98, and there were nearly 1,000 deaths around the country. So it's relevant. So now they're saying the governor has suspended the need. You don't have to have the vaccinations this year. And a lot of pediatricians, I had a couple on the show this morning, who are deeply concerned that they're saying, why are you doing this? Is this a good idea, Fitz, to tell parents you don't have to get your kids vaccinated because so much is going on with COVID?
I'd have to see the details of that, but yeah, it actually seems you want to make sure that you get your vaccinations. I know Dr. Bogan is really going to ramp up the flu vaccine this year. We really want people to get their flu tests, their flu shots this year, and might even start a little bit earlier than normally because of, you know, all the other things going around. So I think any immunization you can have when there's, you know, virus going around. Again, I'm going to defer to the doctors on this because I probably get in trouble when I start playing the doctor.
Well, no, I'm just, you know, as a parent, you know, they're telling people, look, we got a lot going on with COVID. They even suggested there might be COVID vaccinations going on. We know that they're not because there's no vaccine. I'm not trying to pick on the governor, but telling parents that they can delay the vaccines for their kids, the pediatricians say this could result in deaths. It concerns me, sir.
Well, if the pediatricians are saying that they're recommending to their patients that they get these vaccinations, I would hope that Dr. Levine and the health department at the state level would be in on board with that. I don't know, unless there's some other underlying reason about not going to the doctors. I know there's a lot more telemedicine that's going on right now for folks, but Kathy and I were big believers
in. Yes, you are.
Making sure that our kids got vaccinated when they were young.
I'm not trying to sandbag you with that, but it just came up, and I had a bunch of pediatricians on. Hey,
yeah.
Man, I tell you what, Fitz, the network folks from CBS are telling all their employees don't come back to work till January. The folks here are being told keep the building kind of empty till January. Man, Fitz, this is endless madness. I don't see this coming to an end. They like to blame you. They like to blame the numbers, but these are corporate decisions. Man, this is going to be devastating to the economy. I don't see this ending till they have a vaccine they can trust, sir. Do you?
You're exactly right. And I think, you know, every organization, whether it's a media organization, a financial organization, is trying to figure out how can we operate remotely, virtually.
Yep.
Some of them obviously much easier than others. Businesses that are in the physical service, you know, where you got to be in contact with people, obviously have much more challenges. You know, the big thing is obviously in a couple weeks with schools.
Right.
And I, you know, the fear is that people are going to think, oh, schools are open, we can relax.
Mm.
Even just the opposite. We really need the kids. And when I say the kids, I mean from kindergarten on up to university students, wear your mask. Use your distancing. I mean, because we don't want to have to shut down schools the way we shut down bars.
But you do want them in school, though.
We want them to be open, yes, but we want them to be open safely, and that's the big if. And you know, when these kids come in to the classroom, they've got to stay spread out, they've got to be wearing their mask. I mean, all these things have to happen, or it'll all fall apart. And I'm talking even up to the college kids at Pitt, Duquesne, CMU, Robert Morris, et cetera, et cetera.
No one's going to relax till there's a vaccine, unfortunately.
Well, I don't see some people, I think, did relax in June. When we went into that green phase, I do think there was a letting down of our guard where you saw less people wearing their masks.
Yeah.
And again, we kind of go in waves on this thing, but you are 100% right, Marty. Until there's a vaccine or a cure, this isn't going to end.
No. Thanks, Fitz. Talk to you tomorrow, brother.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.